Hello, and thanks for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast. I'm your host, Aviv Ben-Yosef, and today I've got a quick one for you about premature organization. Over the past couple of months, I've had the fortune to talk to a couple of founders or VPs in startups that have an unbalanced organizational chart. When you look at it, you realize that they actually have way too many people managing or in management-like positions, as opposed to how many people are actually down there in the org chart doing the work. Sometimes there's this tendency to give all the people right at the start of the company all kinds of big titles. The issue with that is that you're doing premature organization. Having three team leads in an engineering organization that only has a total of six engineers is over-engineering. What do you know? I recommend a team as having about six, seven people. So it really doesn't make a lot of sense to have all that structure for probably no value and likely actually being detrimental. I know how these things happen. When you're young, you want to try and get really talented people, and that might mean that you have to give them titles or promises of titles, but you do not have to have all of this happen right away. And I also know from experience, I've seen several companies get to the point where they realize they will be growing soon, and so why not make people managers already? The issue is, if you imagine how the team looked like earlier, which would be one person in charge of engineering, the head of engineering, or maybe that person might already have the VP title. What they do, they take out of those six engineers, two to be promoted as the team leads, or even three, and then each one essentially has a team of one or two people, and they know that with time they will be growing and hiring more people to staff up those teams. But as hard as it is to manage six people in a growing startup, imagine how hard it's going to be for you to manage three first-timer managers in this scenario. I know it might sound easy. I'll just have this great back-end person become the great back-end manager and have this front-end person become the great front-end manager. As an aside, I've talked about cross-functional teams, and I believe you should be leaning more towards squads, but that's a matter for another episode. But you go this route, you have a couple of new managers, and they don't know what they need to do, and because they don't really have a team yet, they don't even have the capability to learn as fast as they should be. You cannot really learn to ride a bike going really slowly. You have to get some speed in order for it to actually happen. And funny as it sounds, only once you are pretty good at riding the bicycle at a normal speed do you actually manage to ride at a lower speed. And I do believe this is the case here. When you only have a person or two, it feels like you're doing make-believe. Too many newly minted managers I've helped don't do one-on-ones and don't provide feedback because they feel like we're always talking. I'm always there. There's no need to do the extra talking. And you know what? There is. But I do get how weird that can be in that sort of a scenario. And having to manage those managers in order to make them do what they need to do is harder in that sort of a organization. So I think that you should not rush to create structure before there's a clear benefit to it. So maybe have one of those become a manager, and it's okay to have them know that they're going to be promoted to a manager soon and even say that out loud to the team, but I would not create too big of a structure before you have to. Have your teams be created as they naturally happen. So you would bring on more people, and maybe you as the head of engineering, VP of engineering in that sort of scenario would have to manage a team a bit bigger than you'd like. But I'm okay with that happening for a while so that you will at least create new teams when they have a size of about four people and use that time to start mentoring that newly minted manager so that they will be better prepared once they actually get the reins and start the work. And this actually happens as the organization grows across all levels. I've seen companies go into a structure where they now have a director, but having only a sole director. And that means that there's some sort of a redundancy in the organization chart, and you could have waited a bit longer to put that director in there, or you could have worked on creating a different structure for that to find a solution. And similarly, don't rush to make everyone a tech lead or a team lead or be in charge of this and that and whatever. There is such a thing as too many cooks. You cannot have too many people trying to manage something that's not big enough. You can't have four people pair programming on the same small problem. You usually have to have it become a bit bigger for it to become something that you can share and actually benefit from having multiple people work on it. The exact same thing is going to happen if you're trying to have too many people take up management roles on something that's premature. So yes, do create managers, do create structure, and it's totally fine to have an organization that's not a flat organization. Don't get me wrong, but don't rush into it. Someone doing make-believe and managing, with quotes, a team of two can actually do an okay or passable job for quite a while. And if it's going to take them 6 months to actually get to a team of four or five, six, they will be in that job way, way too long before you realize they are not a good match. And what's common in our industry is that we tend to promote those people who are good at the actual work. So you take your best engineer and make that person the manager. When the team is that small, you usually cannot afford to have that manager stop doing the hands-on work, which more often than not creates a weird situation where they know they should be investing time at, for example, hiring and interviewing, but they are also required to do a lot of the work for the actual team to be successful. So I recommend waiting until it makes sense. And what I see works is starting the mentorship process for that promotion out in the open as soon as possible. You do not have to wait and only announce when everything is already in place to happen. Especially as people are being promoted from inside a team and you're not bringing on an external manager, I believe that already having that mindset of this person who used to be a peer is going to become my boss soon, it's okay to have that something that I'm aware of and know ahead of time so that we start creating and molding the relationship to be appropriate. I know that it's not something that in any country you see and it's something that's cultural, but I do see quite often teams where the peers end up having a hard time when things change and now one has to manage another because there's some sort of a friendship already there. And having a bit of a longer transition period is also beneficial. So to sum this up, do feel free to change your organization as it grows and as you're adding up more people, but do not do it prematurely. Do not promise people titles too soon, and do not create teams that are not really teams. In order to be a good manager, they will have to do one-on-ones and you will have to sync with them, and you will be adding so much process for essentially no value whatsoever at that point. Wait until you actually benefit from having the extra structure, and then by all means do it. If you have any questions or remarks, I expect to get some nasty comments about this one. Feel free. My email is, as always, in the show notes. Thank you. Talk to you soon.